KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school volleyball action last night, Audubon down Griswold 3-0 in Western Iowa Conference play. Also, it was Earlham over Peyton Sherdan 3-0. Fremont Mills defeated Rockport 2-0. Guthrie Center over Adair Casey 2-0. It was Guthrie Center over Exira EHK 2-0. And Exira EHK downing Adair Casey 3-0 in a triangular last night. The weekly Associated Press Iowa High School football poll out yesterday afternoon looks like this. In Class 4A, West Des Moines Dowling Catholic is ranked number one. Cedar Rapids, Xavier, Iowa City West, Pleasant Valley, and Ames are the top five, followed by Urbandale, Waukee, Sioux City East, Bettendorf, and Davenport Assumption. In Class 3A, Bishop Heland Catholic is top rated, with Decorah, Spencer, Pella, and Clear Lake rounding out the top five. Carroll is in at number six, followed by Harlan at seven. Webster City, Williamsburg, and Boone finish off the top 10. In Class 2A, Kemper Catholic is number one again this week, followed by Waukon, West Marshall, Albia, and Mediapolis. Boyden Hall, Rock Valley, New Hampton, Central Lyon, GLR, Spirit Lake, and Cascade round out the top 10. In Class 1A, Iowa City, Regina is number one again this week, with St. Albert again at number two. South Winneshiek, Dyke, New Hartford, and Wilton round out the top half of the poll, followed by North Fayette, Mount Air, Fort Dodge, St. Edmund, Maquoketa Valley, and Van Meter. In Class A this week, West Lyon is number one, BGM, Wapsie Valley, AGWSR, and AHST are the top five. The Vikings are in again at number five this week, staying put. Also, Montezuma, Lawton Bronson, Pekin, East Mills, and Hinton round out the top 10. And in the eight-man class, Exira EHK vaults back up to the number one spot as they take over for Don Bosco, who falls to number two. Newell Fonda is three, Adair Casey is up a spot to number four, West Bend Mallard rounds out the top five. Second half of the poll includes Springville, Coon Rapids, Bayard, River Valley, Sydney, and Janesville in the top 10. Iowa State is preparing for its Big 12 opener at home Thursday night against Texas. The Cyclones are 1-2 after a win at Tulsa, and Coach Paul Rhodes says so far the Big 12 appears to be as unpredictable as expected.
There's a lot of talent in this league. There's a lot of great coaching in this league. Certainly a high rate of competitive people in the league. So you're going to have upsets. You're going to have great ball games that play out. And every now and then you're going to have lopsided games as well. This is his league that's as good as it gets in the country. That's showing a little bit of its youth inexperience with a number of the programs this particular season.
Well, there are five running backs listed on the two deep, but Aaron Wimberly is clearly the number one guy, as Wimberly rushed for 137 yards in their win at Tulsa.
Certainly Aaron is the starter again going into game four, and we'll get the bulk of the carries as we go. We certainly have packages that will work that will involve other backs as well. But he's our guy.
Iowa State has posted several upsets with Rhodes as their coach, and he says the players know they can win any game that they play. An injury to David Ash means Iowa State isn't sure who will be the quarterback for Texas, and Rhodes says that won't change their preparation. Now, Texas is 2-2, and the pressure is mounting on veteran coach Mac Brown. Rhodes says that Brown is one of the most respected coaches in the game. This will be the first time the Longhorns have played a midweek game in the middle of the season, and Mac Brown says they've adjusted their schedule. He says the Longhorns expect an awful tough battle. Now, Brown says the Cyclones are 7-2 under Rhodes in games not played on Saturday. And Brown says that Wimberly actually gives the ISU offense an added dimension.
And a friend he was to our program.
Thank you. Our next question.
Again, game time is set for Thursday night. That game will be played in Ames. Well, New England, Denver, Kansas City, Seattle, and now New Orleans. 4 weeks into the NFL season, those five are the only undefeated teams. The Saints joined the 4-0 club as they routed the previously undefeated Miami Dolphins 38-17 behind four touchdown passes by Drew Brees, who threw for 413 yards. It's his ninth straight game passing for at least 300 yards, tying an NFL record. Two of Breeze's touchdowns went to tight end Jimmy Graham for 27 and 43 yards. Graham has gone over 100 yards receiving for the third straight game. Breeze's other scoring strikes went to Benjamin Watson and Darren Sproles, who also rushed for a touchdown. Sproles' five-yard scoring run in the game's opening series gave the Saints a lead that they would never lose. The Saints are 4-0 now for the first time since their Super Bowl championship season of 2009. Besides their high-scoring offense, the Saints have shored up their defense as well. Under new defensive coordinator Rob Ryan, the Saints have allowed six touchdowns this season. That loss drops the Dolphins, who had been off to their best start since 2002, to 3-1 on the season. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs are off to a 4-0 start, and yeah, that's the same Chiefs that went just 2-14 last season. The Chiefs pounded the New York Giants 31-7 on Sunday to keep their perfect record intact, though they didn't come out of it unscathed. Right tackle Eric Fisher is being monitored after a suspected concussion, and running back Jamal Charles has badly blistered feet. Chiefs coach Andy Reid said Monday that he'll leave Fisher's status up to the team's medical staff, but he believes that Charles will be okay for next Sunday's game at Tennessee. New England coach Bill Belichick says Vince Wilfork is likely done for the season. The defensive tackle was injured in Sunday night's win over Atlanta. The Boston Globe reported that Wilfork tore his right Achilles tendon, but Belichick did not specify the injury. San Diego Chargers GM Tom Telesco says outside linebacker Dwight Freeney has a torn quadriceps muscle and will be out an undisclosed amount of time. Telesco says the team doesn't yet know the severity of the injury or the time frame for recovery. Freeney was hurt in Sunday's win over Dallas. Well, Browns coach Rob Chudzinski says injured starting quarterback Brandon Whedon will sit on the bench when the club plays Buffalo this Thursday night. The reason is simple. Third-string fill-in Brian Hoyer has gone 2-0 since replacing Whedon, who sprained his thumb in Week 2. Chudzinski says he will continue to evaluate the position week to week, but made it clear that he has faith in Hoyer, who began the season as Cleveland's number 3 quarterback. On to baseball now, where David Price tossed a 7-hitter. Evan Longoria had a 2-run homer among his 3 hits. And the Tampa Bay Rays are in the playoffs again after a 5-2 win over Texas in the AL wildcard tiebreaker. The Rays face another do-or-die game Wednesday night at Cleveland in the AL wildcard game. Tampa Bay is in the playoffs now for the 4th time in 6 seasons. Price, the reigning AL Cy Young winner, who had a 10.26 ERA in 4 previous starts at Rangers Ballpark, struck out 4 and picked off 2 runners. Price is 10-8. Even with the return of All-Star slugger Nelson Cruz from his 50-game drug suspension in the Biogenesis case, the Rangers missed a chance to get to the playoffs for the 4th year in a row. Well, Pittsburgh Pirates center fielder Andrew McCutchen gave the franchise a brief scare when a ball hit him in the head during batting practice. The MVP candidate was shagging fly balls when an unnamed teammate distracted him. McCutchen says when he turned his head, a ball off the bat of Jordy Mercer hopped off the ground and caught him up around the right ear. McCutchen walked off the field under his own power and said he should be fine to play in tonight's National League wildcard game against Cincinnati. It's Johnny Cueto against Pittsburgh's 16-game winner Francisco Liriano in tonight's matchup. Well, this time last year, the St. Louis Cardinals had no chance to exhale, and things worked out pretty well. Still, they didn't want to go through that tension again. Instead of hustling off somewhere for an elimination game, the National League Central champion Cardinals earned a day off Monday. There's time to savor a 6-game winning streak that gave them a league-leading 97 wins and home field advantage for the first 2 rounds of the postseason. Ace Adam Wainwright will start the division series opener Thursday night, and the 19-game winner is on track to make 2 starts if needed. After working out Tuesday, they'll watch the Pirates and the Reds play their aces in the wild card game this evening. Elsewhere around the league, Dale Swaim has been fired as manager of the Chicago Cubs after 2 seasons on the job. The club finished last in the National League Central for the first time in 7 years after dropping 41 of their final 59 games and finishing 66-96. Swaim had a record of 127-197 in his 2 seasons. Terry Collins got a 2-year contract extension to manage the New York Mets as they made that announcement a day after they completed a 74-88 season. Ron Gardenhire is coming back as manager of the Minnesota Twins for a 13th season. The 2-year extension comes after the Twins completed a 3rd straight season of at least 93 losses, causing concern to an increasingly impatient fan base. Rob Manfred has been promoted to the position of Major League Baseball's chief operating officer. That move may make him a candidate to succeed Bud Selig as commissioner, who's retiring in January of 2015. The sport's number 2 post had been open for 3 years. Paul Beeston served in the role from 1997 to 2002, and then was replaced by Bob Dupay, who left in October of 2010. Manfred has been involved in baseball's labor dealings for the past two decades. Well, the grievance to overturn Alex Rodriguez's 211-game suspension began yesterday before arbitrator Frederick Horowitz. The New York Yankees third baseman was wearing a business suit and accompanied by lawyers when he arrived for the session at Major League Baseball's headquarters in Midtown Manhattan. Rodriguez was suspended August 5th for alleged violations of baseball's drug agreement and labor contract. Because he's a first offender under the drug program and the Players Association filed a grievance to force an appeal, a suspension can't start until it's upheld by an arbitrator. Now, the union argues the discipline's without just cause and is excessive, and if the case doesn't settle, a decision by Horowitz is expected sometime this winter. And the Chicago Blackhawks began last season in Los Angeles, where they watched the Kings celebrate their Stanley Cup title. The Blackhawks then posted an emphatic 5-2 victory a year ago that set the tone for their own championship run. Now they're looking for another strong start. The Blackhawks open defense of their second Stanley Cup title in 4 years tonight when the Washington Capitals visit Chicago tonight. It's one of three games, dropping the puck on the NHL's opening night. The Toronto Maple Leafs will visit Montreal in that traditional Canadian opener, and Winnipeg also is at Edmonton this evening. That's Checkin' Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.